One of the coolest programs we've seen in recent years came out of Spro Corporation. They're really enlisting the angler's help in trying to get baits out on the market. But the neat thing about it is the bait that the angler actually designs is the one that the anglers that buy them get them. And it's a pretty cool deal. With me today is O.T. Fears. And O.T., you got the spinner bait.
That's right, Terry. One of the spinner baits that I designed back in the early 90s. And then actually I used the prototype of this bait to win the Superstars tournament at Peoria, Illinois.
You and I had the opportunity, I happened to be there at that event, and had the opportunity. I didn't ride with you that day, but I rode with Hank Parker, and I've never been the same since then because you and he were racing to get down to Snicarty Slough.
Yeah, Hank kept cutting me off on all the corners of the curves on the river, and my boat was just a little bit faster than his, even though they were all supposed to be identical, and I think it was a little bit extra weight in his boat kind of slowed him down a little bit. But the spinnerbait was designed back in those days to fish here basically in Oklahoma, where I really got started full-time fishing, and fishing the Arkansas River and a lake that we have here called Lake Eufaula, which is for the most part red mud most of the spring and early summer. And I wanted to have a bait that basically it addressed a lot of issues that shortcomings that some spinner baits have. And when I designed it, it filled all those needs. And so it's a very high visibility. I designed a special blade that's kind of a cross between an Indiana and a Colorado blade, and gives a super amount of vibration to it.
Well, you won that event on a river system as well, and in muddy conditions. And you look back, and I can remember that bait particularly had a red blade on it, and it was a very unique shaped bait at that time, very compact. And now tell me about how you've kind of incorporated that and what you're looking at now with this new bait, if you can.
Well, with Spro, they've made a commitment to build this bait exactly the way the prototype was built. That's one of the commitments that their program has, whether it's with rolling with the Ruku Shad or the Spro Frog or whatever they're designing. They're letting the pros design those baits and putting them out, because we're the ones that use them, and we use them for our tournament fishing, you know, such as the spinner bait. I designed this prototype to have the maximum amount of visibility, which incorporated the fluorescent red or orange blade, the little kicker blade. The gold blade on the back was designed to have a maximum amount of thump or vibration. And the skirt had three colors in it. It had white, yellow, and chartreuse, which are all high-visibility colors in low-visibility water.
Well, you know, you look back over the years, you know, you guys design a lot of baits, and they go to manufacturing processes, and next thing you know, they come out a little bit different a lot of times because of the processes they have to go through. But Spro's made a commitment to get the anglers that are out there fishing the exact bait, and I think that's really a neat thing, and it's really paying big dividends for Spro right now.
Well, their commitment to me and to the other pros that are on their staff is you have the final say in this bait. So if it's not right, we want to know about it, and that's a commitment that we just don't get in the industry.
Well, you look at this bait. Now, this is a very compact bait, and, you know, you talked about the visibility factor. Do you run it with a trailer? How are some of the ways some of the anglers will use this bait?
Well, with a trailer, you're talking about a
hook. Not a hook.
Tail or
right,
like
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. It depends on where you're running the bait. If it's in more of a open water, cleaner water situation, you know, the bait works in so many different situations. It was specifically designed for muddy water, but I've caught fish, and some of the other models that come out will be all the way up through clear water, from stained water to muddy water, all the way through the spectrum. But the compactness of the bait and the wire form is unique. We're using a piano wire, which is a high tensile strength wire that really transmits vibration better than any other wire that I've found. Also, we have a U-bend for the line tie. What that does is it levels the bait out in the water, so when you're coming through vegetation or cover, it comes through the cover so much better without hanging up. It comes over boat dock cables, whatever, tree limbs, and it will reduce your hang-ups on that spinner bait by 30 or 40%.
Well, you know, you talk about the U-bend. You know, many people know about the R-bend, which is a bend that makes that blade ride a little higher and will make the bait kind of run on an angle. But, you know, back in the old days, you used to have the twisted head, you know, where it was actually twisted. Sometimes it would even cut your line if you got it wrapped underneath. But you've kind of eliminated that, and also making this bait run much truer.
Well, it does run true in the water, and, you know, we've eliminated the possibility of cutting your line on the twist tie. But if you looked at the twist ties, they were all straight. So what it did was created instead of an angle, it created a level position for that bait in the water, so the hook is riding at a more level position. When a bass hits that bait, you're pulling the hook straight into the fish instead of having at an angle, and usually it's a downward angle using an R-bend type form, and so it has to rotate that hook up in order to hook the fish.
Well, what, you know, tell me about sizes and you know, color selections and some of that kind of stuff that you may be having.
Well, I don't know exactly what all the colors will be. One of them will incorporate the fluorescent red or orange blade, little kicker blade, and be like the one that I used for the Superstars tournament at Peoria, the white, yellow, and chartreuse skirt. The head design is going to be a really good-looking head, kind of a minnow head or a fish head type design. Of course, we'll have the piano wire, the thumper blade on it. All the models will have that. So we'll have variations of several different color combinations that will probably please most everybody that fishes.
Well, it's funny to look at O.T. Fears' career. Of course, had a very stellar BASS career, fishing FLW now, but you've also delved into the redfish market a little bit here now, and that Oruku shad, as you mentioned, Roland Martin's bait, you've probably caught a couple redfish on that, I would think.
Well, we have. In fact, I just got back last Wednesday from Venice, Louisiana. We were down there for 3 or 4 days, and we had one really good afternoon. Caught 35 or 40 fish that probably averaged between 15 and 18 pounds. Actually caught a 20-pounder on Spro's big swim bait. That was pretty exciting, too.
Well, you look at now that, you know, the things in the marketplace and the companies like Spro that are really trying to do the unique thing. I mean, it used to be you'd buy a rod and you'd say, you know, it's have some pro's name on it. It really may not have been that rod. And now you've got a company that said, no, we're going to do this the way you want us to do it. And then we're also going to get it to the public that way. And that's got to make you feel good as an angler and a guy that's designing this bait.
Well, it does. And for the buying public, they can be assured that these baits are ones that these pros use on a tournament basis, on a regular basis in their tournaments. Most pros tinker with their baits, and we try to make it better and try to solve problems. And most baits that come out, if the pro designed them, are going to be right if the company makes them the way the pro designed them. Unfortunately, for the most part, most of these companies don't make them exactly the way the pro designed them. Or they'll stick a pro's name on a bait and say, well, that'll sell them. Spro has made the commitment, which is unique in the industry, to have the pros design these baits and make them exactly the way they use them when they're out fishing.
Well, it's not just lip service. I know Tim Norman down there that's running with the pros and talking to them about these baits and that kind of stuff. Of course, you mentioned, you know, Dean Rojas with the frog. You've got Bill Cimentel with the swim bait. You've got Gary Klein now with the jig that's going to be coming out. And now you with the spinner bait. You know, I just see better things happening in the world of bass fishing tackle as a result of what Spro's doing.
Yeah, exactly right. And they've got commitments or plans and designs. We've got some other spinnerbait designs that are right behind this one, and I think they're going to blow the socks off of the spinnerbait industry and something unique. And Tim has said, you know, we don't want to do anything that's the same. We want to do something that's unique and different, but that will catch fish. So we got some plans behind these. I know for the swim bait, they've got a 4-inch model they're working on, which ought to be awesome. But I tell you, my first two casts with that big 8-inch swim bait, we were down in Alabama about a month ago, and the first cast I hooked a fish that I didn't even turn around, and the second cast I caught a 10-pounder. So that was a pretty good introduction to that big swim bait.
Well, you know, John Cruz, I guess, is another one I need to mention. He's got a shallow crankbait coming out as well. But O.T., I can hardly wait to see that bait. I have a few of the old ones, but I can hardly wait to get the new ones.
Well, these are going to be done right, just like the prototypes. The ones that were out there before were not exactly the same. They were close, but the commitment from Spro has been that we want to do it the way that you designed it. So I'm looking forward to getting it out there on the market, and I know I get requests all over the country from doing shows, and people even call me and say, where can I get those baits? I've caught so many fish on them. I've worn this one out, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm real excited about it, and I'm excited about the program with Spro, and I think that the anglers across America are going to benefit from it.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.